This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. It's the government's June employment and unemployment reports. What's designed to give insight into the labor market may also guide future interest rates, since the Fed will be watching. So will Europe, apparently. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joins us from London live. Happy 4th of July weekend, Stephen.
We're not celebrating, David.
Indeed. But central bankers in Europe have been saying what that's been driving up the markets?
Well, two central bankers, the new head of the Bank of England and the head of the European Central Bank, chose yesterday to underline their independence from the US and the Fed's monetary policy. They both said, in effect, forget what's going on in the US, all this talk about tapering and tightening. We're going to be keeping money very cheap and easy for a long time yet. Here's Marcel Alexandrovich of Jefferies International Bank.
Both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank have tried to decouple themselves and try to decouple sort of domestic economies from what is happening in the US, to effectively sort of put forward an environment where people can be comfortable that interest rates are not rising for a very long time.
The Bank of England and the European Central Bank felt they had to attempt this decoupling because all the US talk of tighter money was beginning to push up borrowing costs here, threatening some very fragile economies on this side of the pond. The central bankers' reassurances had quite an impact. Stock markets across Europe soared yesterday.
So I'm clear on this. What happens if the U.S. jobs report is strong later today?
Well, we're in, of course, this Alice in Wonderland world where good news for the economy is bad news for investors. It could hit stock markets again. And we'll find out, in fact, whether Europe's central bankers have managed to decouple from the US, have achieved independence for Europe.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
You're welcome.